2. Nightfall. Chapter 18. "You'd better be careful," Binet said. He was beginning to feel tense. Evening was coming on, the evening of the eclipse, so long awaited by him with fear and trembling. "Athor's furious with you, Theramin. I can't believe you came here now. You know you're not supposed to be anywhere on the premises, especially not this evening, of all times to show up. You ought to be able to understand that, when you consider the sort of things you've been writing about him lately." The journalist chuckled. "I told you, I can calm him down." "Don't be too sure of that, Theramin. You basically called him a superannuated crackbrain in your column, remember? The old man's calm and steely most of the time, but when he's pushed too far, he's got an amazing temper." Theramin said, with a shrug, "Look, Binet, before I was a big-shot columnist, I was a kid reporter who specialized in doing all sorts of impossible interviews, and I mean impossible. I'd come home every evening with bruises, black eyes, sometimes a broken bone or two, but I always got my story. You develop a certain degree of confidence in yourself after you've spent a few years routinely driving people out of their minds for the sake of getting a story. I'll be able to take care of Athor." "Driving people out of their minds?" Binet said. He glanced meaningfully toward the calendar plate high in the wall of the corridor. In gleaming green letters it announced the date. 19 Deptar. The day of days. The one that had been blazing in everyone's mind here at the observatory, month after month. The last day of sanity that many, perhaps most, of the people of Calgash would ever know. "Not the best choice of words this evening, wouldn't you say?" Theramin smiled. "Maybe you're right. We'll see." He pointed toward the closed door of Athor's office. "Who's in there right now?" "Athor, of course, and Thalanda, she's one of the astronomers. Davnet, Simbron, Hikainen, all observatory staffers. That's about it." "What about Sephara? She said she'd be here."
"Well, she isn't, not yet."
A look of surprise appeared on Theramin's face.
"Really? When I asked her the other day if she would opt for the sanctuary, she practically laughed in my face. She was dead set on watching the eclipse from here. I can't believe she's changed her mind. That woman isn't afraid of anything, Binet. Well, maybe she's tidying up a few last-minute things over at her office."
"Very likely."
"And our chubby friend Sheeran, he's not here either?"
"No, not Sheeran. He's in the sanctuary."
"Not the bravest of men, is he, our Sheeran?"
"At least he's got the good sense to admit it.
Raist is at the sanctuary, too, and Athor's wife, Nailda, and just about everybody else I know, except us few observatory people. If you were smart, you'd be there yourself, Theramin. When the darkness gets here this evening, you'll wish that you were."
"The Apostle Fulaman 66 said more or less the same thing to me over a year ago, only it was his sanctuary he was inviting me into, not yours. But I'm fully prepared to face the worst terrors the gods can throw at me, my friend. There's a story to cover this evening, and I won't be able to cover it if I'm holed up in some snug little underground hideout, will I?"
"There won't be any newspaper tomorrow for you to write that story for, Theramin."
"You think so?"
Theramin caught Binet by the arm and drew close to him, almost nose to nose. In a low, intense tone, he said, "Tell me this, Binet, just between friends. Do you actually and truly think that any such incredible thing as nightfall is going to happen this evening?"
"Yes, I do."
"Gods, are you serious, man?"
"As serious as I've ever been in my life, Theramin."
"I can't believe it. You seem so steady, Binet. So solid, so responsible. And yet, you've taken a bunch of admittedly speculative astronomical calculations, and some bits of charcoal dug up in a desert thousands of miles from here, and some wild frothings out of the mouths of a crew of wild-eyed cultists, and rolled them up together into the craziest damned mess of apocalyptic nonsense I ever..."
"It isn't crazy," Binet insisted quietly. "It isn't nonsense."
"So the world is really coming to an end this evening?"
"The world we know and love, yes."
Theramin released his grip on Binet's arm and threw his hands up in exasperation.
"Gods, even you! By darkness, Binet, I've been trying for better than a year to put some faith in all this stuff, and I can't. I absolutely can't. No matter what you say, or Athor, or Sephara, or Fulaman 66, or Mondior, or..."
"Just wait," Binet said. "Only another few hours."
"You really are sincere," Theramin said wonderingly. "By all the gods, you're as big a crackpot as Mondior himself."
"Bah!
That's what I say, Binet. Bah! Take me in to see Athor, will you?"
I warned you, he doesn't want to see you.
You said that already. Take me in there anyway.